I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. You know, we've been reading from John's Gospel, and he hammers away at this image of the good shepherd, and that we get slightly different versions over different weeks. But it's powerful here that he lays down his life for his sheep. That's the image, the good shepherd. I sometimes wonder, do we really internalize that message? Do we really understand what he is trying to say? I mean, yes, we say it. We even have the cross right over the sacristy to sort of emphasize that he has already given his life for us. But somehow I think we struggle with understanding what it means to be loved in that way. I think the best metaphor for us is how much our parents love us, how much our parents lay their lives down for us. I mean, any parent here or at home will say, I've already laid down my life. I gave up so much so that my children could have. I everything I do is always around my children. And everything I do is because I want my children to have what they have. I do what I do so that my children are what they can be. But if we think about that, and we do have to think about it, because we take our love of our parents for granted. We don't realize how much of an impact it has. Because if we really understood that, then we would have a whole different view of our discipleship. Let me break it open for a second, because like, I'm not a parent, like many of you are. But let me give you an example of something I witnessed, and that is really powerful. When my brother Paul was dying of cancer, with the pancreatic cancer, one of his biggest struggles was that he was leaving his children behind. He didn't mind himself dying, but the fact that the father of his children was dying was more painful to him. That he wasn't going to be there for them in some way. That he was letting them down in some way by dying, by leaving early. That was his biggest struggle. And so a lot of our conversation was him asking me to be there for them and do a whole lot of things like that. But here's what it says. He fought extra hard so that his kids could witness how much he loved them. He didn't fight for himself. He fought for himself. And I remember one day he was taking all this extra, medication or basically food to the veins, which is a complicated and dangerous process. And his son, Dominic, was doing this every day flawlessly. And I was saying to him, it's enough. You've done enough. It's time to let go. He says, no, they want to do it and they want me to fight. And so I'm going to fight. Not for me, but for them. I want them to know how much that I love them. And that even though I am going to die, that I want them to know that I'm always going to be there. And I will always fight this much on the other side for them. Lay down his life for his children. I think that's one of the reasons why my brother Paul's children have fared so well after an early death of their father. It's because they completely knew, without any shadow of a doubt, how much they were loved by their father. And they have, they've done really well in very difficult circumstances because they knew they were loved completely through and through. Now, look, I know all our parents are human. They're not without failings, but they love us and they lay down their lives for us. But if we could understand that God sent his son among us so that we could understand that's how much God loves us. And so Christ comes among us and says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life. No one takes it away from me. He does. He says, nobody takes this life away from me. I lay it down. I lay it down and I will take it back up again. And so he's trying to communicate how much He loves it. Because here, just like my niece and my two nephews are transformed by the knowledge, the sure knowledge that they are loved, and that will get them through all the difficult times, so too you and I should be able to know how much we are loved by God and by Jesus. And that should be able to get us through the good times. Now, if we really know God, like he says here, I know mine and mine know me. If we really know that love in our heart, it really deep down, not just a head thing, but a heart realization, then life is very different. Then we're not afraid of anything, not even afraid of death, like my brother. He wasn't even afraid of death. He wasn't even afraid of nothing. Why? Because he knows he's loved. He knows where he's going is a place that's good. See, I'm convinced that, here's what I think. I think many of us, we say we believe, but we struggle with believing. We're afraid to believe. And I don't know why. I feel like sometimes we're winged creatures destined to soar like eagles. But I think most of us walk around like chickens. And we don't fly. We just follow the other chickens. We just go wherever the other chickens go. And instead, we're called to soar like an eagle. But to do that, we have to be willing to jump off the cliff and soar and let the wind take our wings and carry us. And when we are carried up there, there is nothing that we can fear because we are loved by God. Now, what does that mean ultimately for us? It means that we need to operate out of freedom, that we are completely loved by God, and that we are meant to call, and we're called to pass that love on to us, to love, yes, our children, but with that complete and absolute abandonment, to give ourselves completely away to children, but it cannot be just our children, right? Because even non-believers do that. It must be everyone, and maybe most especially those who don't have somebody in their life who are willing to love them. Most especially those who are a little bit broken by life, whether they broken by something they themselves have done to themselves or by what somebody else has done to them, or those who are struggling with being accepted, the LGBTQ community, or those who are struggling from because they divorced and are remarried and they feel rejected. Or those who are immigrants who feel that they have no place to call home anymore and now they've come to this foreign land and they still feel rejected. Or many of the other multitude of other people who feel isolated and pushed to the side. You see, if we really believe, then we won't act like the chickens. And we won't cattle along with them. We're going to soar like a needle. And we're going to pass on our love recklessly to all. Why? Because we have so much love given to us that we have no need to be stingy with our love. Because the good shepherd loves us and lays down his life for us, and we are called to share that love for everyone, because there's enough, not just for us, but for all. And we're meant to be part of the all. So today, let us really hear and internalize this message from the Good Shepherd, that he loves us, he lays down his life for us, and that, as John says, we are now called children of God, all of us, and that we are loved completely and absolutely. Let us soar like eagles, passing our love on to others and accepting the love of everyone who gives it to us, but then passing it on to all who need it.